one teaspoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, baddies. You are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment reporter, currently writing about your favorite reality TV shows at Pop Heist. And I am back to talk about Love Island USA Season 7. We are doing episodes 12 to 19. And wow, so many things have changed and yet has stayed the same. I hope you guys subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Please rate the podcast on Apple and Spotify 5 stars so other people can find us. And let's get into this batch, y'all. Let's go by couple. We're in Casa Amor, but we can't jump there yet. Shall we talk about the downfall of Hoda and Jeremiah? I think we should, because it was a lot and I don't want to skip over it. So from where we picked up, Jeremiah felt like Hoda overreacted about those pancakes. Hoda felt like Jeremiah should have put in more effort. They are not agreeing on this, but they're trying to move on. And their last conversation as a couple was weird because Hoda's still feeling like she's very right in this situation. Jeremiah tries to diffuse it, I think, by calling her cute. She's like, oh my God, you're so toxic because you find me cute right now. And it's like, so Hoda has some self-awareness that no one should be liking how she's talking to this man, and yet he's giving her a little bit of confirmation or affirmation. And honestly, I think that was fawning, because what happens after she smiles when he says that? Jeremiah then calls her scary and then it's getting a little weird. And this woman did put a hickey on his neck, knowing that a bombshell was coming in, even in private. The weird thing about Hoda's mentality and her lying is that even in private, when they were in soul ties and he mentioned, oh, you bit me, like you're trying to leave a mark, she was like, no, I never did. But then we obviously see a hickey later, and they're in private, and he calls her a liar and gaslighting in that scene. What is wrong with her? It's very weird. After that, Jeremiah and Orlandria had a kiss, and that freaking lumberjack situation. And I think he thought that would be safe. He's also trying to prove to the guys that he's playing the field and playing the game, because he really feels like he needs the guys on his side. I actually feel so bad for Jeremiah, because Hoda was isolating this man. You cannot forget, she literally said, you cannot talk about our problems to anyone. That included his own friends. He couldn't tell them that, oh my God, the woman I just found out that I've been spending the last 2 weeks with has a daughter. Couldn't talk about that either. And then even when he was talking to Iris, everyone knows when these two are arguing. And yet, when he tells Hoda, I was honest of like, yeah, we had that tiff in the morning, but she was like, excuse me? Never talk about our issues with anybody. That's unhealthy. She is very isolating. Any problems you have, you can only talk about them to me. But you are the problem, ma'am. So who can I vent to? I can't have a support system. And that's why this was a whole red flag, draining, and he was successfully isolated from these men. Like, she was part of his downfall, absolutely, in this situation, because if he could bond with these men, he could have still been here. But that was not an option for him if he was going to be with Hoda. So we can't forget that Hoda also found out she lost a lot of these guys too, because Nick and Ace voted to her face Yeah, you gotta go. She needs to be thanking Amaya so much that she decided to go with Charlie, which Amaya's a girl's girl, okay? She went with Charlie because she was like, how dare you try to get your lick back at my girl Hannah when I'm her best girly pop, and you knew that. Like, she was so emotional and people were acting like she was overreacting, but that's what a true girl's girl, like, stressed hives. I don't want to lose the girl I came in with, because these bombshells, they know it's them against the OGs. And then Charlie's going to do this. Hannah was also getting to know Pepe, kissing Pepe. Charlie's just waking up to the game, because like I said, since Charlie came in, he never thought he had to work. He was like, oh, Shelly should just be all over me. Shelly's like, nah, you need to be pulling me for chats and doing things. He gave up. Hannah's here. Oh my God. Finally, I have a white girl. It should be easy coast. Hannah's like, I'm actually for the Love Island experience, okay? I'm going to be tasting the rainbow. I think Charlie still thought he got it. He's like, I'm the Brit here. I'm from the OG country. And it wasn't going to work. These girlies, Amaya dumped him quickly of like, you try to play my girl. So yeah, Hoda should be thankful that that drama that had nothing to do with her. Like, someone in this place is a girl's girl, okay? So while Jeremiah is genuinely getting to know Iris, I'm actually surprised. I was actually pretty proud of him. He switched up quickly, which I get, it really hurt Hoda's feelings. But like I said, Jeremiah was going to look for an out, because Jeremiah was never going to be into Hoda if he knew she was a mom. That's why she needed to be honest from the start, or really maybe not. Maybe Hoda really is there because she hid that and the guys couldn't dump her immediately. But either way, what was the end game? And I think for her, she thought the end game was, I'm going to talk about moving in with this guy. I'm going to get him to be my boyfriend before we leave. Like, I'm going to get everything locked down, even though this was all started on a false assumption about me. And Jeremiah was like, after he heard that, he was like, let's just try to win this and then figure something out. Jeremiah was like, oh, America doesn't even want me in this anymore. I'll have to ride this out then. And he slept in the same bed with Iris, which Hoda was shook over, sick over. And honestly, I understood. I really thought she was actually going to win out and that Jeremiah was not going to be sleeping. He was going to sleep outside. But Jeremiah really was like, nah, let's cut this loose. Should have Jeremiah checked up on Hoda the night of that vote? I believe him when he said, actually, I was so drained, I had nothing left to give. Because Jeremiah has been a punching bag and he never got the time to process that she had a kid. Like, he has just been moving the whole entire time. And Hoda will claim it was all for his benefit. It was for hers. It was absolutely for her benefit, because if it was for his benefit, she would have given him space to at least take a beat for anything. It wasn't. It was, we need to keep on trucking like nothing happened. And that's how you get raw pancakes. Because you didn't let this man process anything to actually figure out if he wants to be with you anymore. Half done courting. Because he doesn't want to court you anymore. He gets to go on this date with Iris on the beach. Hoda flips out. She is... I have been here when I'm like an anxious attacher and like having all this energy. You see her get up and move around. She's not sleeping. That's affecting a lot. She's not sleeping. And she's waking up Taylor. The men are against her. They've been against her. Two of them already voted her out. And now she's waking up Taylor to be like, oh my God, they went on a date. Taylor should be a little bit shook, because his girly pop is getting rubbed down by Jalen on the beach. He doesn't care, because he does not like a Landry like that. He's like, let me go back to bed. Hoda's pissed. She gets hours and hours to have pent up. Everyone comes back so they can talk about their dates. She doesn't want to hear about it. She breaks format. She leaves the girl talk, walks over by the men, is listening. Jeremiah is actually cutthroat in this conversation. I was still kind of living for it because it's like, Hoda's been mean. Hoda's been mean. And when he gets space, he finds out just how done he is with her. He should just break up with her. Instead, I think he's still like, I just need the space to still figure out what the heck just happened. Because a lot of this, I do think, is happening to him. Having a kid dropped on him is happening to him. And then still being asked, well, would you share your location? Should we move in together? Her telling people he was talking about moving in together. And when that was not the case, she was, that we've seen. So he's just like processing. And he's like, Hoda's cooked. Hoda coulda, shoulda. Me going to her, but I didn't have it in my tank anymore. And Hoda coulda, shoulda. And that's where I'm just like, okay, now you're kind of like joking about her. And yeah, she is going to go off, which she does. She then is like, oh, this man's not going to talk to me. Let me get Iris. And now all of a sudden, Iris is not a girl's girl because she's hiding things. I feel like the women did not trust Hoda to be alone with Iris either, which is a bad sign. A totally bad sign. So then they all go up and join. And in the end, we have this door ceremony. Ooh, people noticed that he was at first matching with Hoda. And then when Nick tells him, actually, she was still calling you all kinds of bitches, switch to blue. Good. That's self-respect right there. That's self-respect. And Hoda then trying to down Iris and being like, he wasn't into you. He just said she's not his type, which she isn't. And that's okay, because not everything's about looks. But for Hoda, looks is so important. It's almost like literally her bread and butter. I mean, it is her bread and butter. She's a fitness YouTuber. But to realize looks is not everything. Like, people have non-negotiables. Jeremiah's would have been women with children. She didn't ask till she literally dropped the child bomb on him that she has a child, because she didn't want to know the non-negotiables. She doesn't want to be aware of non-negotiables in dating so much that when Olandry asked, so what would be your breaking point? What's your non-negotiable? I don't want to talk about it right now, because she doesn't have any. She doesn't have any. She'll accept anything if she feels like she got her hooks on someone and we can just continue this toxic roller coaster. Because who cares if you messed up, if we can be intimate after? We'll just make up. And you see her having that thinking all the time. When Jeremiah pulled Hoda to say, let's just be friends, she heard something so different that she started taking off her shoes, putting her feet under his legs, and then she was like, what? She has smirk like, what? Does this do something for you? She said, being friends isn't going to make me like you. He said, I'm not trying to make you like you. And she flipped, because that's the worst thing that this man could say to her, because she thought he was manipulating and she was like, I'm down. She's like, what do you mean you actually want to be friends? And you actually want to take things slow? We already did this, this, and this. And it's like, and that was a mistake. He's quick to say he doesn't regret anything, which is nice, but this was a mess. He was really trying to change things, and Hoda could not believe it. And then her reputation was ruined after that, because she's trying to pull TJ. TJ's not feeling it at all. She started flirting with herself. She did this with Jeremiah too, which I think still shows when it comes to the love bombing conversation. Like, Jeremiah hardly did anything when you rewatch. I still stand by his whole jumping off the balcony comment was weird, but now it's like, I think he's just extra. I think he just can be a little extra. But Hoda, she can have a whole conversation with herself to another person and walk away and think that was a great conversation. So when TJ comes back and was like, actually not feeling it, she's like, why? I'm kind of used to men just being obsessed with me. And it's like, if you had to look for a love bomber anywhere, where would it be? Yeah, to be fair, Jeremiah said that he said I love you way too, more than he's ever been in relationships. So Hoda found the right one. But obsession, every guy starts off the bat obsessed with you? Or is it that you start off the bat obsessed with them? And then you demand equal energy, even if it's not really genuine. Because she was demanding a lot of Jeremiah that obviously was not coming, wouldn't have come from a genuine place because he was no longer feeling it. Whew. And then Pepe also was like, Hannah, I am so sorry. I cannot believe that the girl that you had to comfort after Jeremiah pulled out a chair for this woman decided to wait more than a day to even talk to you about pulling me for a conversation after she whispered in front of your face that you guys were going to go talk. Mess. And then Hannah gets dumped. She's exploring multiple times and Hannah was doing the Love Island experience perfectly. It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense at all. But this season is weird. So now Jeremiah's dumped. Oh my God. Hoda was so upset. And she admitted, she was like, I definitely still thought there was going to be a chance. Jeremiah's like, girl, I know that he was so relieved that at least this could be like the last conversation. Please don't give Hoda his phone number. Please don't. I know she's going to be in the DMs, but please don't. And now she gets Casa Amor. And there's one guy who's like, I see the fire in her and I'm going to tame it. JD. We'll see. But JD's a red flag off rip just for being into Hoda. I'm going to say that. So we'll see where this goes. I think one of our strongest couples continue to be Sierra and Nick, but we've also seen some fracturing before they're separated. Nick, we cannot forget, Nick is a player. Nick is a player and he likes to look around. Sierra knows she's that girl and she also wanted to have her own fun. When there's a new bombshell, she almost always has a conversation with them, but they made a huge step. They got physical and that changes a few things. Nick's still talking about he wants to pull Andreina. He was talking about freaking going to Brazil on New Year's. I haven't heard him talk about doing anything after the villa with Sierra, which could just be editing, but it is wild. I think it's understandable Sierra's in her feelings. She doesn't give him the back tingles, scratches, so he knows he's in trouble. So he pulls her for another conversation. In that, he kind of reiterates he still wants to explore, but he dangles the carrot of, but I do see us, you know, getting there to closing things off. And this is enough for Sierra, which... What more? Maybe it's Casa Amor that he wanted to be open for, but I think also producers know that these men aren't risking anything by keeping things open going into Casa Amor. So guess what? Now everyone has to couple up. And Nick, his tactics also weren't really working well in Casa Amor. Like, the hoe in him could not let himself actually be single for Casamore. He's like, let me try. So what does he do? He pulls aside the investigator who is actually coupled up with Austin. And this is interesting. The investigator is Jaden. I honestly don't think there are that many women in Casamore that's Nick's type. But Jaden was probably like the closest to. So I guess this isn't surprising. Austin looked a little tired seeing that they were talking on this balcony together. So we'll see where this goes. Nick just couldn't go through Casa without having something. So we'll see. And I know a lot of people are also really mad at Nick because of that Jeremiah dumping. Jeremiah was supposed to be his boy. He would tell him that he loved him. This is still a game. And these men were petty when it came to Jeremiah. I think what happened here is that not only was Jeremiah, of course, getting to know Andreina and kissing her, but I think him kissing her out in the open instead of taking her somewhere to like soul ties or like Nick's favorite places, basically on the dock, it felt like he was marking his territory with her out in the open. And that's when the guys are like, I've had enough. This is giving Hoda again. I think Jeremiah just doesn't even think about it. I think Jeremiah's like, if I'm feeling it, I'm doing it. I'm a bad bitch. I'm kissing a woman wherever I want to, if the moment's right. Where the other guys are like, seek privacy. Like, we're not doing this out in the open because we're still giving at least the veneer that everyone can get with anyone. And it's like, Andreina also was feeling it. So why punish him? But it is what it is. We have to move on. But that's really what I had to say about Nick and Sierra. Still think they're the strongest couple. But obviously Nick is up to his BS. And I think he's going to get away with it, unfortunately. Now, baddies, the last time we chatted, Jaylen was still in that villa giving Alandria some physical attention, some chat. They had a date. He is massaging her up by the beach. I would have loved this date, but apparently I really want to know, was Alandria always like this, or has she grown accustomed to this? Is it the fact that if she did switch up to a more physical situation with Jaylen, then it would be like, oh, Alandria was really not feeling Taylor. Like, does she feel like she has to stick to this script? Because I am so upset that she really is overestimating the connection that her and Taylor had. And when she's even comparing of like, this man compliments me, it's so obvious that he's physically attracted. Taylor had nothing to say, but, well, what were you trying to say? Sir, you do not compliment. You do not give the physical attention. And that's what has been missing. That's why she kept being like, hey, when are you going to start kissing me? When is there actually going to be romance? It's Love Island. Instead, he wanted to act offended. I can't stand Taylor. I can't stand Ace also being in Taylor's ear, because the minute Jaylen was in that villa, Ace saw one of his supporting votes flash before his eyes. He's like, no, 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 Taylor, you have to lock in. He told Taylor and Nick, you got to lock in. Breakfast now, bare minimum. Gaming talk. And here's the thing. I've also, when I rewatched, Ace told Taylor, I'm not telling you to lie. But if you're gonna do this, do it right. And it's like, he knows Taylor's not into it. Taylor is lying. He's lying by omission. And we're gonna see that now by how he's acting with another woman in Casa Amor. And I freaking hate it. I hate it. Because if Ace had any like for Alandria just as a person, he would not be setting her up like this. And I just hate it so bad. Now, in Casa Amor, Alandria's not even trying, y'all. I am so mad that she's just like, I've grown accustomed to this. I am now wifey. I'm going to do the very least with exploring. And it's like, why? You are literally not married. She wasn't really feeling the whole kissing to form a new connection. And no one's standing by her. Zach, he doesn't get the woman that he wants, which was Shelly. So now he has to pick between Amaya and Alandria, and he picks our OG girl. Thank you, because I need her safe. But boy, meanwhile, Taylor had two options in Casa Amor. And even though he said he wanted to continue to know Clark, he's all in on Coco. He said Coco is basically Alandra in a different body. And for some reason, he's into this different body more than Alandria. It's so clear. Playing with the last names on the first day, there's no way he can talk himself out of. It's obvious. You were not feeling this couple, and you should have just said something so Alandra could give Jaylen a better chance, or really any of the bombshells if she was ever feeling any of them. But then Alandra has been laser focused on the whole country thing. And honestly, we're in a country era because of Beyonce. Almost every commercial, it doesn't matter if it's for like a blender, it has a country theme. And you can't tell me that's not because of Cowboy Carter. And I wonder if Alandra is like, this is the brand. We have a very specific brand that we can make it out of. But it's like the brand's not strong, honey. Like, honestly, Serena and Cordell, they're a country-ass couple, a southern couple, Houston, and they still didn't have to, like, say country every other second. You know, it came pretty naturally. So, this is just very wild to watch, and it's very upsetting. But I do want to, because I did kind of skip to Casa Amor because it just happened last night, I do want to pinpoint one of Alandria's highlights, and that was when Megan came to the villa. Megan said, Alandria, give me the booty routine. And she said, this is all natural, which I absolutely believe. And her twerking was so good, so fun. I love that she had to go up against Nick. That was absolutely fan service for the Nick Landria shippers. I am not one of them. I was kind of one of those delusional. I think Rob is into Janae. I was one of those last season. This season, I just need someone to be over the top into Alandria before I can even have a Delulu ship for her. I need the bases covered. So there's that. Everyone is coming back to the villa, so I don't know if I can really even make a prediction of just what's going to happen between Alandria and Taylor, which I do think Nick and Sierra, by the way, are going to get back together at the end of Casa Amor. I do not think they're going to like throw everything that they had away, but there's definitely going to be some drama. Now for Alandria and Taylor, this is going to be messy. I unfortunately think she's going to forgive him after finding out everything. I don't know. I want to predict that she would be over it, but she's also going to have a real other option for her to stay. I don't know if she's going to be the type to be like, actually, I'm over it. Peace out. Totally. We'll see. We'll see. And Taylor, like, I don't want him to keep scamming. Honestly, if you're really feeling Coco, stick with it then. Stick with it. You're probably going to go home. You're not going to win. But at least stand in it because I'm over the phony stuff. But you let me know what you would rather if you're watching on YouTube. Put it down in the comments. Now, I am so glad Shelly and Austin are over. This was absolutely just buying time. Although people pointed out Shelly did pick some white boys in Casa Amor. So maybe she really is into it. I do think she's into height, which we'll get to. But yeah, Austin was getting very tired of being a love triangle. Shelly was like trying to encourage him because she saw he was defeated. And she's like, nah, I need you to be a fighter. I need you to have confidence and be a fighter. Austin, I don't think he even wanted to fight against Ace. He doesn't respect Ace as a person. Like, he's like, nah, if you're into that, go have it. And Shelly's just like, I can't believe you're not putting up more of a fight. So, yeah, we finally get that matching ceremony with the doors, and she leaves her door unlocked for Ace. And it was a whole big moment. People were clapping and everything for them. Austin looked happy for them. Look at this. I think he's just happy it's over. I think he wants a smooth ride on this show. And so he's relieved. Ace and Shelly, they look happy. Ace has been pretty focused on her, but people really thought, okay, when Andreina entered that villa, this might be a problem. The thing about Ace that I have noticed is that I think this 22-year-old really wanted Shelly to at least sweat once over him. He really tried to court almost every bombshell to get under Shelly's skin. Because don't forget, this is the same man who said, oh, so you're not trying to be the perfect woman for me? And Shelly's like, absolutely not. Either I'm for you or I'm not. But he absolutely wanted some kind of flip out, probably like Hoda was doing Jeremiah. And it was never going to happen with Shelly. She's too emotional. She's too secure. She's too chill. And honestly, she probably knows, like, she knows she can do a lot when it comes to Ace. Like, Ace is not going to be the best she's ever had. So she's not going to flip out. But I think Ace wanted just a little bit of that so it could feel equal. Because what I've noticed is that, first of all, he didn't want to just be the chaser, but he is, because Shelly's not doing much, honestly, to chase him down. So he's had to give in that way, and I think he just wants like a little bit of like an equal thing to where, oh, I also had someone else. But you could have had that with Amaya, and you played in her face almost immediately. So I don't know what else he expects. But also, everything that happens in Casa Amor for him is wild. Oh, before I get to Casa Amor, though, the Megan episode, because I still have to talk about this. I love that Megan was also hyping up Shelly. We definitely saw a different side of Shelly with Megan for her twerk scene, because she was the only person who was up in Megan's lap, touching her and everything. And it's like, that's that chaotic bisexual energy, because she's not going to do all that for a man, but she will do it for Megan. And Taylor even was like, okay, well, now this isn't even fair, because I know my scrawny self ain't going to touch Megan. I know that for sure. So I loved all of that. And if we're going to Casa Amor, I wanted that 6'8 Chris to get with Amaya. But you know what? This is even better. Because this tall basketball player got with Shelly. Shelly admits her type is athletic and tall. Ace, athletic, not tall. And Ace, what does he get? This man takes L after L after L. He might be running the game, But actually getting play, he had Vanna. When he was gripping Vanna's butt before he saw her, I was like, oh, his face is going to crack. And he sure did. He said, bring me my Shelly back. And I was like, this isn't even a real test at this point. We'll see if he pulls a Nick and pulls like the girls he's actually feeling. But then again, I have a feeling the girls he's actually feeling wanted Taylor. And I don't know if he's really going to want to try to step on Taylor's toes. I don't know. But right now, it looks real smooth sailing for Ace. Where Shelly, I hope she goes all the way. I hope she does not look back. But we shall see. We really shall see. Because Ace is not going to let her go without a fight. He's going to make her seem like the biggest player. If she does go with Chris. And honestly, I would be like, that's okay. Because again, she actually wasn't putting that much effort into Ace. And he knows that. So it's not like she was lying to him. Or like doing the most. And then all of a sudden, she's going to do the most with someone else. It's like, it is what it is. We shall see. Now, at the Black by Reality podcast, we do cover Survivor, Big Brother. We have interviews with people from the show. And I think it's so funny that a lot of people are talking about Ace should have been on one of those shows. And they're right. Ace is playing so hard. Sending home Jeremiah after everything. He was laughing after finding out America's vote was to put Iris with Jeremiah. But we can't forget, the laughing was for multiple things. Because, yes, it's like, oh my God, this probably feels like confirmation that America is agreeing with me about how much of a scam Jeremiah and Hoda is. But let's not forget that Ace wanted Iris. He was making her breakfast, hugged her in front of Shelly, told Shelly, I'm going to be pursuing Iris. Shelly's like, I'm annoyed, but I'm not gonna do the most over it. You do you. And his original plan probably was, I'm going to be coupled up with Iris and then Shelly's going to have to come to me for once. And he couldn't get that because America's more preoccupied with Jeremiah and Hoda. And I think he laughed because he was like, well, this wasn't my plan. This might be even better though. But that still leaves out, again, having the equal power in this dynamic, because someone said that they don't think that Ace is jealous of Jeremiah. Ace genuinely thinks he's better than Jeremiah. He is the Leo. This man has a baby picture of himself facing a lion on his chest. He thinks he's the baddest in the center of the universe. So he can't believe everyone else is not on the same wavelength. That comes with a bombshell saying that they want Jeremiah, even though he's with Hoda. And these bombshells only going so far with Ace. His option truly has been Shelly the whole entire time. He probably could have been with Maya. I still don't understand his reasoning of being so quick to push Maya away. But then Maya's struggling, and we're going to talk about why in a second. But I really like that theory. I was like, yeah, I think Ace really does think he is better than Jeremiah and everyone else is just losing it. But we're going to see how he's going to feel about Chris. Sadly, here's the thing. I think Amaya has the Bella problem because we have seen this woman flirt with Austin. And it's not there. She has a lot of energy and she's very cute. The sex appeal goes down though from the interactions. It's not giving sex appeal. And It's the chat. Amaya is perfect for this show. What the show is missing is a true himbo. We actually have a lot of shifty gamer men this season. I needed a man in the villa who just wanted a vacation, who seems like he's not even sure what island he's on. That would have been the perfect match for Amaya, and they would be one of the top couples. But it just, that guy's not on this season. And honestly, that makes the season a little less fun because of that. With Iris, Iris did tell Jeremiah she was only getting friends vibes from him, and then they could then kiki about the kisses they were having with other people, which I think is hilarious. She kissed TJ, he kissed Andreina. Great fun there. Now Jeremiah is dumped and Iris is in Casa Amor. She has Zach, which, sure, I'm very indifferent to, but TJ just might get dumped because TJ is a rude man, and I love that for him. So, Iris, try to make it work with Zach, and we'll see where this goes for you. And Huda, we'll see where it goes with her and JD. Andreina was very upset that she was like, I thought we had a good connection, Jeremiah. Well, no one cared. No one cared about that. The men are like, you gotta get out of here. And honestly, they would have became my favorite couple if Jeremiah and Andreina stayed together. I needed to see Jeremiah happy and chill after the Hurricane Huda situation. But it is what it is, and Andreina is now with Brian. Brian, he's okay. She seems to be into it. It kind of bugs me the height, what height means with gender in our society, because it's freaking wild to me that Andreina even asked Brian, well, how do you feel about tall girls? And you know she probably has had to ask that multiple times because she's just... she's a stallion. She's a taller woman. And then it's like a whole other thing when it comes to tall men. Because the fact that Chris kissed Shelly and Shelly was talking about the difficulty in reaching this man, and then she's like, oh, you read my mind. You picked me up. Of course he read your mind and picked you up because you guys were breaking necks and backs. I'm for the tall girlies getting the tall men because this is ridiculous. But y'all do this every single time. Oh, Pepe. So, Pepe, he loses Hannah. And now he's with Grayson. Never forget, Pepe was on the same thing that Jeremiah was on. Except Pepe's actually Latino. He likes Latinas. They did not have Latinas in this Casa Amor. So he is doing what he can. And we'll just see where it goes from here. But I'm not feeling him with Grayson at all. But I think he's just trying to make do. And then, so Nick is with Clark, which wasn't going anywhere. That's why he started talking to Jaden. Clark was initially into Taylor, which Taylor said he was still into talking to both, but we haven't seen him talk to Clark since that. We'll see. He's really into Coco, and I love a woman with a man's name. That's the bisexual in me. So I'm so for Clark. Clark looks like somebody, though. Like somebody who has been on television before, and it's a person in reality TV. I can't pinpoint who. If you know who I'm thinking about, please leave it in the comments. Because it's truly bugging me. I see her and I see someone else, but I don't know who that other person is. We'll see. Sierra is with Elon, which Elon is so... this is bad. The men that they are getting this season, it's on purpose. I feel like they want us to get accustomed to men with violent politics, because Ilan has a highlight about being in Israel on Instagram. He actually kissed Huda, who's Palestinian. Like, this is wild. And now he's matched with Sierra. The one good thing is I don't think Sierra's gonna be in the long haul with him. I think she's into Nick. And I think Nick will get back with her, but it's gonna be tense because of he's now going out of his way with Jaden. He could actually coast with Clark, but this man cannot help himself. So we'll just see. Season 7's really weird. I love that Megan Thee Stallion did pop up. Of course, Huda did her thing. Alandria did her thing. Shelly just decided to flirt with Megan. The guys went goofy with it. I mean, you can kind of tell Ace does dance, but he's like so about his masculinity. Can you imagine if Ace, instead of crumping, was shaking ass? And how comfortable that would have shown with him and his masculinity? I feel like he would have skyrocketed in popularity doing that, but he couldn't do it. Like, Nick did it, but whatever. And Taylor, he did it, but he goes so goofy. Like, he goes over the top. It's like, we already know it's a joke. The facial expressions, like, people were watching Alandria's face during that, and she was like, oh my god. And I would have been the same way. I feel like I've been there multiple times because I'm always into the nerdy people. But when that ick happens and that cringe happens, it's like, this is painful. I need it to pass. I need it to pass bad. And this episode came after all of the dark Huda Jeremiah episodes. Like, this was a relief before Casa. And yeah, I hate the whole Amaya Austin thing. So Amaya pairs up with Austin because really, who else were they going to be with? And Austin says he's over the love triangle with Shelly. They were keeping a light at first, and I still think Amaya tries to keep a light with him, but I think Austin just has the ick because the Amaya is just very playful and cutesy before anything, and the flirting can be painful. And honestly, there's a lot of people on this season, honestly, women who I think can't flirt, and I'm just like, is this part of Gen Z growing up during COVID? Like, what's happening socially? Because how is it that some of the men's personalities are shining more in conversations than them? I feel like I'm in a reverse universe. But then again, like I said earlier, Amaya's conversation would be so cute if she just had a himbo. She needs someone who doesn't take Ish seriously. And unfortunately, all these men are very serious this season, and that makes it much harder. And a lot of people are upset because Amaya, she's actually pretty self-aware, and she'll ask people about their boundaries now, ask if there's anything she's doing that's like turning them off. Austin is pretty open with the guys that he is not feeling Amaya and that she is too much, but he won't tell Amaya that. I want Austin gone. He should have been gone. He should have been gone. I can't believe he's still here. But he's not a threat to anyone. So there's that. But I also think and wonder that he should just tell her he's just not feeling it and they're now a friendship couple. Like, people have also said this about Taylor and Alandria. It's like, he should just tell her, actually not feeling it, let's be a friendship couple and see what else is out there. And that gives everyone on the same playing field. I do wonder if Austin's not telling Amaya anything, mostly because he knows this is her personality. And how do you like try to tell someone you don't like their personality, or they need to edit their personality? Because I don't think if Amaya was not calling him babe all of a sudden Austin's going to be into her. It's not that. It's a personality clash. He also has horrific politics himself and Amaya's Dominican, like straight from the Dominican Republic. It was never going to work. It was never going to work. But I'm just like, the one bright side of shutting up is that Amaya just gets to be herself. We just know he's not into it, but he was never going to be. So I don't care. Why then place any limitations on her when he just knows it's still not going to be what it is? And then I hope that makes sense for what I'm trying to say. Like, this man is the most passive man ever. And he wasn't probably going to be happy until he got a white girl. And he finally got a white cop in Casa Amor. And now even Nick is going to take that from him. So it is what it is. But I think that's basically everyone for this drop. In Casa Amor, they have to couple up and everyone's going to come back. Sure. There's no one who's closed off, so the stakes were lower anyways. And I think the show knows that it has to, like, reset in some way. I think, honestly, the starting cast wasn't that strong this season. Honestly. Like, I thought that in the beginning, but I was like, we'll see. Maybe they'll shine later. And they're not connecting in any way. And I think it's part of, like, the type of men they and women they got. But I also think it's Gen Z. Like, Gen Z is not, the conversations aren't happening and the chat's not happening. But then I feel like everything flowed and gelled so well last season. So I'm just like, I don't know what it is, but this is getting a little weird. And so who's even the front runners now for winning this thing? Maybe Ace and Shelly and Nick and Sierra. I know everyone's really angry at the men for the gaming aspect and dumping Jeremiah, but I don't know if it'll last that long. We still have some weeks to go, some ways to go. So we'll just see. But yeah, I haven't done Chaotic by Moment the whole entire time. I need to start bringing it back. My Chaotic by Moment will definitely be Shelly being all up on Megan for no reason. She just couldn't contain herself. Loved that. And beautiful Black Moment. I'm happy for Shelly. I'm happy for Shelly that she has her type at least now. So that's going to be my beautiful Black moment, is that she coupled up with Chris. You can tell me your picks in the YouTube comments. And again, if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, I hope you rate this 5 stars, comment on Spotify. Do check out the comments sometimes when I get notified. I hope you subscribe so you are going to come back for my next either short reactions through shorts or on social media, on TikTok, or for the next full episode. And yeah, other than that, right now I'm still doing exit interviews with Destination X. So please tune in for those when you see them. Destination X is available on NBC and Peacock. So you can tune in now. Janae Craig from last season of Love Island USA is now competing along with Peter Weber from The Traitors, which we have recapped on this podcast. This week, we're also talking about The Ultimatum Queer Love Season 2. I'm having my co-host, Quita Tinsley, back. So, very excited about that. And that's it, baddies. I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.